Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Odds of the Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl Ashley Mendoza, back for another episode of getting in our feelings, talking our shit, talking music, TikToks, tweets, all that good stuff. Today I have a guest with me, super excited to talk some shit with her.
Hi, I'm Ceci.
Welcome, Ceci. I found her on TikTok. She was talking shit and I loved what she was saying, so I was like, hey, got to get on here and get into it. The clip of yours I found was of you talking about living with a man, a lot of the cons and just like weird double standards, things like that, the expectations and just the normal way that society tries to like push it on women and like the things that we're expected to just put up with. So it's things that I talk about on here a lot. So we'll get into some of that, and we got a whole bunch of other topics. Also, might be talking the ultimatum. Somebody sent me a crazy ass TikTok from this show I had never heard about. It was called Unexpected. It was quite disturbing. I sent it to you. I know your first reaction was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
So we're probably gonna get into that too. We're gonna be talking. What song are we talking? It's a throwback. I've done a throwback on here a few times, maybe like 3-4 times. So it's always fun when we get into older songs. And as far as topics, what else? We're talking independent women, giving a man your best years, quote unquote best years, okay? You guys know what I'm talking about. And our single mother's low value, the 50-50 lifestyle, and checking out girls with your dude. So feel about that how you will. We'll get into it. But today the song we're talking about is Miss Independent. That's why I love her. Beautiful. Courtesy of Ceci. She recommended it and I was like, you know what? This is a good ass song to get into. It's funny. It's from 2008. So we're kind of going to get into how weird it sounds listening to it now, just like thematically compared to the songs that we hear these days and the songs before that time. So yeah, stick around and we'll get into lots of fun stuff. All right, welcome Ceci. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
You mentioned you also make music yourself, or you sing, or you write?
I sing, I write, I produce a little bit. I don't play instruments, but
that's cool. You can't do it all, right? Maybe one day.
One day.
What kind of music do you make?
I have a couple different projects. I have an alternative soul project, and I have, it's kind of like ambient with vocals in it. I have a guided meditation project.
Ooh.
That I'm working on. And then I songwrite for other artists, so like different genres. And I have like a hyper pop EP out too.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, I'm getting to check out all of those because I'm down with like all of those. I'm trying to get into meditation. So whenever you're done with that, send it my way.
Yeah, I tried to make them all like within the 2 to 3 minute range, like each track, because I hate the you have to sit down for 30 minutes in complete silence with your legs crossed and just like.
It's kind of stressful going into it knowing it's going to be like a really long time. Yeah. So like 2 to 3 minutes is perfect, especially for beginners.
And I think like also myself. Like perfectionists, I have that problem where it's like, if I'm not going to do it perfectly, then I'm not going to do it. So
true.
For 2 minutes. I don't think you need to meditate for an hour, 30 minutes, even 20 minutes, like 2 minutes.
Seems excessive.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of hard to like get out of your head sometimes. So like for me specifically, so that's why I do, it takes me a while. So like I'll do the 10 minute ones, but I feel like I'm like maybe hitting meditation for like 20 seconds.
I honestly think the point of meditation is not getting out of your head, but like being with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I think rather than like disconnecting entirely and just being like completely still is to have the thoughts, have the feelings and be like, okay, that's what's going on in my head.
Just like let them go by.
Just accept it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like be in, if it's chaotic in there, just be like, yeah, this is chaotic in here.
You know? Oh, yeah. That makes sense. So it's good to like get a hold on that. So like you're not just in a state of stress and overthinking all day. Cause if like you don't get a hold of your thoughts, that could just like ruin your whole fucking day. So I feel it. That's dope. As far as songwriting or like alternative soul specifically, do you like to talk about like relationships and stuff like that?
Well, I think all I talk about is relationships, honestly. Okay. That's like my life's focus. And then it comes out in the writing. And actually, I suggested Miss Independent because I had my phone jacked. So I was listening to the radio and they were, you know, playing throwbacks and stuff. And Miss Independent came on and I was like, they don't really need to write songs like this anymore. I feel like the late 90s to the 2000s, like early 2000s, they were writing a lot of these songs. I mentioned Independent Women by Destiny's Child, Miss Independent by Kelly Clarkson, and then this one by Neo, where like this was kind of the trend of, and not just a trend, but I think so many women were getting divorced more than before.
That's maybe. True.
I think that's really what it is like, because I remember listening to these songs on the radio with my mom, who was a single mom. I don't know about your mom.
My parents are together.
Oh, they're still together. Okay. Yeah, I feel like most of my friends were raised by single mothers. And so there was this, like, these were the songs that were being made for a lot of the women that were single moms or, like, struggling to find a good man or whatever it was.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, like, single moms in that time, because I feel like my boyfriends and just, like, friends, moms and stuff would, like, love listening to, like, Pink and, like, stuff like that. I can't remember the songs, but, like, now that I, like, think about it, now that you mention it, it was, like, a lot of, like, songs that had that same kind of idea of just, like, feeling strong by yourself and just, like, liberated and independent and all that.
And I don't think it was celebrated until then, at least not in songwriting. Like, you, I mean, you hear about women going off on their own and, like, figuring out their stuff in older, you know, decades before that. But I feel like in the late 90s and 2000s, there was this wave of, like, no, let's celebrate this. Let's talk about this. And now the songwriting isn't so much focused on, like, it's just kind of a given that women are single, women are independent, because we need men less and less.
That's so true. Yeah, I feel like back then it was like, if you were independent, like you were the exception, versus now it's like everyone just kind of is independent. And then even just like looking at like stats, because I know like men love throwing out the stat that like most divorces are started by women, and they try to throw it out in like the sense that, oh, like women suck. When the reality is like,
why are women initiating?
Yeah. And like, why is there a rise in divorces and divorces being started by women? It's because like they gained independence.
Because we can't.
And they're able to leave now. Yeah. Like they weren't able to leave for a long time. Like if you look back to like the 50s housewife and like that fucking horror story, like just tragic. Did you watch Mad Men?
I haven't, but everybody's telling me that I need to watch. I'm just like,
I watched it like recently too. So it was like after it aired, like originally. It's like one of my favorite shows ever. It's so good, but it just like really shows you like how fucking weird it was just being a housewife and just how dependent they were on just like drugs or alcohol, and they were just bored and just wanted to kill themselves, and the husbands were just always out cheating. They were abusive. They were just like, I mean, financially abusive.
Changed, so
yeah, literally. So that's why it's like, okay, so now women make their own money and nothing has changed on men's end. So of course there's going to be more divorces and more breakups and more women wanting to be independent and willfully single, like consciously wanting to be single. And like not even a bad thing. I feel like before women would be sad about being single and like wanting so desperately to have a man. And now it's like most women love being single. It's just a good thing.
Well, that's what the video that you found me from was like, I've lived with two men already separately. I lived with my first boyfriend, my second long-term boyfriend. Like most of my 20s, I spent living with my boyfriends. And now I'm in the latter part of my 20s. I'm almost 30. And I'm just so happy living alone.
The peace, that sounds like a dream.
The clean space. The like doing whatever I want, getting up and doing whatever. It's just, I can't. And I've talked to older women who say, stretch that time out for as long as you can. Women that got married. Damn. And women who never got the chance to live alone too, that went from living with their parents to living with a man. They're like, stretch it out as long as you can.
For real.
You're never going to get it again. If you're going to get married, just do it now.
Yeah, like living alone just really sounds peaceful and amazing. And like even if I were to like live with a man one day, I would for sure want to live by myself first. Like, even if we were just like happy and together, I'd be like, we like first, or at least like the whole separate bedrooms thing, like just having your own bedroom. I don't know. Do you like the idea of separate bedrooms, or like would you do that? Or do you feel like once you live with someone, it's like you're living in the same room?
I think I would hope to find somebody whose lifestyle, cleaning habits, emotional needs match mine so much so that we are able to bring our worlds together and we can share space together harmoniously. I don't know how realistic that is.
Yeah, like are you still hopeful?
I mean,
does it sound like a fairy tale?
I think that there's parts to living with a man, that domestic bliss that people talk about. I've felt that for sure with the guys I've lived with in different, you know, times. Like, I think the first guy I lived with, he was super clean, but he just like emotionally wasn't there. He was very clean and he paid for a lot of stuff, but like just couldn't open up and like would shut down a lot, would literally come home from work and turn all the lights off in the apartment and lay on the floor. I know.
On the floor. That sounds really like dramatic.
Flat on the wooden floor. And I'd be like,
that's just how he decompresses every day.
Like, and then we'd have to like talk through his day and like break him down to like open up about, and it was just like, oh my God.
That sounds like taxing, like doing that every day. I saw this TikTok where this girl was talking about like some kind of regulation, like emotional regulation with like couples, where like every day, like when one of you comes home, because like the person that's home is like at a more like relaxed like pace and just like mental state. And the person that was just out is probably like, you know, the heart's beating faster. They're more overstimulated. Mm-hmm. So like a good like practice for that was to like hug for like a certain amount of time where mm-hmm. basically like your heartbeats like sync up and like you're both like emotional states kind of like
match.
Yeah, so it's like you're both more on the same page, because I could see that like coming home and then somebody has been home and it's like you guys are just not on the same page at all. Like, you know, like just like probably will end up butting heads, and it's like, well, I'm chilling, like you came home and ruined my fucking vibe.
I mean, yeah, and it wasn't every single day, but it was so often that like that's that
shout out downtown LA. Yeah. Shout out Wild 7 Studios. That's always my cue to shout out Wild 7 Studios. Something outside reminds me every time.
Oh man. I do love it here though. But yeah, with him, I'm trying to remember. I really can't remember other aspects of living, but there were times where like we'd sit down for dinner and we'd be watching something and just like the comfort of our little routine.
Yeah.
When he was well enough mentally. But then I had the second guy I lived with was, we had more stuff lifestyle wise in common, but he was just a fucking slob. He would just like leave his socks on the coffee table. Why? Don't know. Would like clip just, his like,
bad
nails
habits.
And ew. Like leave the clippings and like
no, that's disgusting.
Yes, it was a lot of stuff that. And it yeah. wasn't just that. There was also, I mean, both of them, we were actually talking about this earlier, both of them had like emotional affairs, which was
really
another layer to it.
Oh my God.
You know, all of that is to say, do I have hope? I don't know. Like the older I get, the more I'm like, the peace I can count on by living alone and being by myself. I don't know that I want to like open the door to let a man
or
fuck
compromise that.
Up.
Yeah, you know like why I mean? Would you, yeah no, you can't compromise that. That's like that. It's Eartha Kitt, where she talks about like not compromising for a man, and she's yeah. like laughing. She's like
why? Why?
Why? And I love it because it's so true. But I feel like yeah, it could feel like it's like lose hope, but at the same time it's like having those standards, mm-hmm. like you're just gonna find like an even better person, like holding out for the right person.
I think not just holding it, well here's the thing, on that video I posted I wasn't necessarily saying fuck all men, I never want to be in love ever again, and like I'm also bi, so I could be with you know I'm hetero leaning, I've like had relationships with men and stuff, but I'm not pressed to get into it. First of all, I don't want children, so there isn't the same timeline on finding a partner that there is for somebody who does want that.
Yeah.
I would like to get married at some point, but that could be when I'm like middle-aged, you know? It doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, that's true. Taking kids out of the equation really like puts less pressure on that, which I feel like that's probably why a lot of people end up in like less than ideal situations in relationships is because of like that timeline. And just that pressure of like, well, we'll need to find a man by this time. Like I've seen so many TikToks of girls like, well, I want to get married by the time I'm like this 24. So that means I need to like do this by this time. So that means I need to meet my husband yesterday. Like relax, please. Just like breathe the fuck lax. Like it's not that serious. You don't need to get married by 25.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We were talking about the ultimatum. Like, oh, they're all, right. like, 25 or, like...
I mean,
younger, I
the
feel like.
One who's really, really anxious about it is 23.
Is that April?
April, yeah.
Yeah, she's young as fuck.
Which is so...
And she was so pressed to, like, have kids immediately and, like, be married immediately.
Like, your brain isn't fully developed, sis.
Literally, your frontal lobe is just like mush. I don't know if scientifically that's how that works, but like, please just take a step back, man. We'll get more into it, but let's play a clip of this song before we continue. She's fly effortlessly, and she move like a boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need. She got a wrong thing, that's why I love her. Missing and bending, won't you come and spend a little time? She got a wrong thing, that's why I love her. Okay, a bop.
It's really good. I used to hate this song, actually.
Really?
When it came out.
You know what? I feel like I probably did too. Like, there's a lot of songs that like I used to hate and like now I love.
Yeah, it just grows on you. Yeah. I think, well, he is one of those timeless artists, I think. But there was one lyric that stood out. It's something, ooh, so sexy about kind of woman that don't even need my help. She said she got it, no doubt. Okay, so I have problems with that.
Yeah, I agree. It kind of reminds me of, there's like a description on like the Genius website, mm-hmm. where it says the track is about a woman Neo covets, who he recognizes is in charge of her own life and doesn't need the attention and money that he showers upon other girls. Like, that just sounds like he's trying to get away with, like, the barest of bare
That's
minimum.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's like, she don't need anything?
I like that.
Damn, what a catch she is. Like, what the fuck?
No, that's the issue. And I actually, this was, you know, from the TikTok wisdom that I've been reading and, like, finding articles or whatever. There was this video that I saw where... she's talking about hyper independent women or women that don't, because they've had shitty upbringings, you know, they go into the world not needing people because they're constantly, they're just like, well, no one else is going to do it if I don't do it. And I so
which can be
that.
Like a trauma response it too. Is. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's talking about how women like that will usually end up with men that reinforce the fact that she has to get everything because the guy's not going to show up. And so I see this lyric and I'm like, of course I don't need a man.
Yeah.
And then I end up with these men that like need me.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm like, hello, what's happening? This is not what I wanted.
That's true. No, I've seen TikToks of that and like talked to women that are like, super independent, and it's like, yeah, it could be a trauma response, like your upbringing or like going through something, especially like if you have like a single mom, I feel like you're more likely to want to like know that you have to have your own back and like you need to be able to provide for yourself, which is good and you should. But when that leaks into your relationships and your love life and what you expect,
I think
you
it's
end
both.
Up wanting more, and yeah. then it's like, at that point, you can't even ask for more because you've already conditioned this dude to not do shit for you. You know, like.
And not even on some like gold digger shit. I'm not saying that they have to like pay for things, but it's like I need a man to like listen to me sometimes or show up or go to my work things with me. Like,
yeah,
I can make my own money, of course, but I would.
But even to just be thoughtful and generous, let this siren go by.
Okay. Buffering.
But just being thoughtful and generous, like a dude just like out of like the kindness of his own heart to want to be like, hey, babe, like here's some money for like this. Or it's like, go get your nails done or for whatever it is, like without you having to ask. And it's not on no gold digger shit at all. You know, but
well, that's
why?
Immediately when men hear us saying this stuff, they're just like, oh, so you just want to use a man. You just want to take what? All of his money. Well, you're not wrong.
Well, I do, but
No, but I was going to say my mom was a single mom, right? And she, I remember listening to songs like this or Independent Women, and my mom just getting so excited about songs like this, because all the songs before that are like, I need you, I die without you, I can't sleep at night, like, what will I do, my life will not go on.
She's just like over that shit.
Well, she thought it was such toxic messages, like she was really against us consuming any kind of media that was lending itself to woman needs a man. Yeah. She hated that, because she was like supporting us and herself, and she had been working since she was like 15, you know? She just had all her shit together and like had to, because she came from nothing. But at the same time, she was always telling us like, you know, these men ain't shit. Men aren't going to do anything for you. Men just want sex. They just, and then it's like, then you go out into the world and then you're like finding these men and you're like, is this because I was conditioned to think or like.
Yeah, that's true. It's like you have to find a happy medium. Because I could kind of fuck with that, like, not wanting your kids, especially your daughters, to consume media where it's, like, the desperate-ass bitch, like, trying to get a man the whole time. Because I feel like that's, like, so many Disney movies and stuff, you know, like, The Little Mermaid. Like, bitch gave up her voice and left her whole family to go get a prince, like, just because he's hot, you know? And, like, it seems so innocent, but, like, I wonder, like, how that shit really, like, fucked with our psyche and like our subconscious growing up.
It's not just for a man, but also like she goes from her father's control, who's like the most powerful man in all of the sea, to like she needs help from a sea witch to get for a man. Like the ultimate way to escape one man is to go into another man's arms.
Yeah, like not even like just to be free and like live her life.
She's not like, damn, I just want to, like, wear cool shoes.
Yeah, like, feet? Let me just be, like, free and single for a little bit, like, away from my controlling father. Like, go collect more trinkets, Ariel. What the fuck? But, yeah, like, finding a balance of not consuming things like that, but also not wanting to, like, push away the idea of love completely. Mm-hmm. But also teaching your kids that some men ain't shit, you know? I don't know. It's like a fine balance. Because it's like, does that make you go out into the world thinking all the men are shit?
I mean, I definitely went out into the world thinking that. Yeah.
And then it's like confirmation bias when you meet a man and he ain't shit.
Yeah. It's a lot of, I think, but to be fair, I think like 90% of people are shit. You know, like I think most people on Earth suck. And then it just, I think there's more, it's like disproportionately men, though.
Definitely. Like I mean, statistically, if you look at crimes and shit, makes sense.
No, I do think there's a balance, but I have been meeting in my, so I've been single for the past year and I've been dating. I've been dating a lot of people.
How's that?
Oh, well, there's like a lot of really cool people out there, and there are new things in sex, you know, that I didn't know about. I'm like exploring right now non-monogamy.
Oh,
which is very different. I think there's a lot of toxic things associated with monogamy that like make it possible for men to continue being subpar and for women to have to step up even more than they should. You know, that like it happens in monogamy because like we've been trained to really look for the one, to find the man, to even if we don't need the man, to like find the man that can share the life with us, give us the marriage, give us the house, the car, the kids, whatever. And then men, similarly, they're taught to, like, get the job, I think, ultimately, so that they can, like, provide for.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the guys, even on the show, on the ultimatum, they're talking about, like, well, I don't want to get into anything.
Dude, that was, like, every dude's fucking excuse.
Oh, but that's every dude all the time. They're like,
I'm just not financially ready to be married. Actually, I had these guys, shout out Anti-Art Podcast. One of them was, like, yeah, I was asking them if they would be, like, ready to get married right now. And like one of them was like, yeah, if I met the right girl. And the other guy was like, well, I just would want to be like financially in a better position just so I could provide. And I was like, yeah, makes sense. But it's funny that guys are conditioned to be career focused and job focused mm-hmm. to be able to do that versus women were just like pushed to just go directly straight to being the woman instead of like being pushed to be good at this or that so that it can benefit us in this way. Yeah, or career driven. Because I guess like that wouldn't be like the main focus traditionally of what women are. So like for us, they're just like learn how to cook and clean and be emotionally supportive and do all these things when really we should just be raising everybody the same mm-hmm. to just be good people, and everybody should be emotionally intelligent so that we can all just be better for each other, and that shouldn't be like a gender thing.
But also to be self-sufficient in general, like yeah. women emotionally self-sufficient and men just like self-sufficient adults, period. Because that's like, that was the other thing, was when I lived with these guys, like one of them can't like bring himself to talk, to socialize, to like hang out, whatever, be emotionally present. The other one doesn't know, like I literally had to teach him how to make rice. Girl, like what the fuck? I had to teach him how to do his laundry. I had to like
laundry.
I remember the first time we went back to his parents' house after moving in together, they invited us over for dinner. He went in to their kitchen and just took their trash out, and they both looked at me and I was like, what's up? They were like, how did you get him to do that?
Oh, what?
And I was like, well, it's called you ask and then you nag.
Communication.
And then you get him to do it. Like his mom used to do his laundry. His mom used to do everything for him.
How, as a mom, don't you just stop?
Is the question.
Like what the fuck? Like some because, of these moms raising well, boys thinking, like need to stop.
No, they need to actually be... So like they need to teach their sons to, because they're thinking, well, he's just going to find a woman to do it.
Yeah. And the cycle continues.
That's what I'm. So with non-monogamy, I feel like a lot of that gets to be broken down and you're not expecting all of these things from the man, and the man isn't expecting all of these things from the woman either.
Okay. So you're talking about like if this guy is not emotionally like fulfilling your needs, he's doing other things for you, mm-hmm. but maybe somebody else over here could do these other things for exactly. you that you're not getting from him. Mm-hmm.
And then I can still have my own apartment where I get to go home at the end of the day, mm-hmm. and I can invite whoever I want to it. Like, it's my own little world, and I think there's a lot more freedom in it. I don't know if that's, like, sustainable, but yeah. it's been great so far.
I mean, it's cool that you're, like, experimenting and trying it out. I've had a few people come on here and talk about, like, poly, like their relationships. I had a girl, she was like solo poly, so pretty much kind of what you're describing, where like she wasn't like in a main relationship where like she had her own place and then she would like kind of just be in other like relationships.
Oh wow.
Type of thing. But she was always ultimately at the end just like on her own in her own apartment. But she was in serious relationships, but it was like, I don't know, it's kind of confusing. I've had a few people talk about it and like I get it, but just like it's not for me personally. I'm yeah, too jealous. Like I could maybe like entertain it, but so once I got too committed, I feel like eventually just like my crazy jealous side would hop out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But is it that you, like, what does it take for you to feel emotionally committed, at least? I'm not trying to, like,
no, yeah. Out of it, but. Like, what do you, in terms of?
Like, at what point do you get jealous?
Oh. That's so many points. Just kidding.
Like, when is it, like, from the first time you go out with a guy, or like when you start having feelings, or is it after you start having sex? Like, where
does Oh, yeah. It's probably just like way before that, even. Like, if I have a crush on someone and I see them talk to another person, I'm like, you fucking hoe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I like make up, just like, I feel like in my head, I like know we're gonna be together, so I'm just like, don't even look at her. But I don't know, like, I don't show it immediately.
Pause immediately.
Can't scare him off right away. But yeah, I don't know, and it's just like at any point for me, like once I like someone and like they've expressed that they like me, I'm just like, okay, then we're monogamous.
Wow, okay.
So don't, yeah. You don't experience jealousy at all?
No, I do. I think it happens a lot later for me, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Right now, I'm in a thing with someone where we're saying it's an open relationship. I'm not calling him my boyfriend. He's not calling me his girlfriend. We're just...
like dating.
We're dating, but we're very much invested.
Okay.
But I'm aware that he's sleeping with other people, and, like, I know about them, and he tells me about them. I mean, he doesn't really, like, go into detail. I honestly, I would like to know, like, because I am nosy as fuck, but.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't sit there and listen to those stories.
But we're still early. It's still, like, a month in.
Okay.
So I don't know if, like, 3 months in, I'm like,
that might change.
That's over. We're not doing that no more.
I don't want to hear that. That's enough.
But the same, I mean, because I still very much enjoy having casual sex with people. But I, like, I don't want to develop emotional ties to anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm, like, really satisfied with what I'm getting from him. But he travels for work, and so I'm like, well, I want to fuck other people while you do that, and he wants to be able to do that, if, you know, if he's gone.
Yeah, so that's, like, an open relationship, I guess. So there's, like, open, and then there's, like, poly, where that's, like, more where you get emotionally invested, I guess, where you could have the option to.
I don't know if I could fall in love with multiple people, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think that's so.
Sounds like a lot.
It just takes so much time for me to fall in love with a person. Like, I think I've only fallen in love maybe twice in my life, actually, like, deeply, madly, you know, all-encompassing, whatever, love. But this is, like, it's, I think, an experiment, and we're both out of many years of being in committed long-term relationships.
Oh, okay.
We live with people, so we're kind of in this place where we really like our independence, but we really like each other. You know, and so it's, like, fun.
Yeah, it sounds like the perfect, like, timing, perfect little setup. Like, you're both in the perfect headspace for that type of situation then.
Yeah, exactly. But who knows? Maybe in 2 months and 3 months, maybe in a year I'll start feeling away about it, you know.
Like, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I've been thinking a lot about this because I don't know if I mentioned this. We were definitely talking about it before, but I don't know if I mentioned this, like, since we've been talking here. In my monogamous relationships, I was cheated on. Emotionally. And sometimes, and then when I was younger, it was physical. And there was always this feeling of, well, it's this huge betrayal because I'm pouring everything into this one person. and I don't know what he does behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all, I mean, cheating, getting cheated on is so traumatic.
Yeah.
And then for it to keep happening every time mm-hmm. I'm in monogamy, I'm just like, well, why don't I just not close it for as long as I can? Because the fact of the matter is, when I go into monogamy, I'm always like, you know, there will be times where you meet somebody when you're like at the coffee shop, or
yeah,
when you start a new job and you have a boyfriend, and then there's like that coworker, and you're
like, it's like being attracted to other people never stops.
It never stops,
even if you're in a committed relationship. So it just gives you the opportunity to still kind of explore those things.
Exactly. I think, I mean, and not, that's not to say that like every time I'm attracted to a person, I'm going to try to fuck them. I just always have those thoughts of like, my boyfriends did whatever the fuck they wanted. So like,
imagine if I did what the fuck I wanted to do.
Let's just leave it. Cause I think a lot of times when men want to commit to me, that's like usually how I get into committed. I like for the man to initiate that, that exclusiveness.
Like, I feel like it should be like that.
I think so too.
Cause then it's like, you never know if you like pressure them into it. Cause I feel like a lot of guys are just like, go with the flow and they'll just do it just to do it, even if they didn't really want to.
I think a lot of guys, when they initiate it, it's more to do with them not wanting to share you with people more than it is.
Yeah, sometimes, honestly.
Sometimes, not always. But I think a lot of times it's like, well, I don't want you fucking anybody else.
Let me lock this down real quick. Yeah, but I guess like the thing with open relationships too is like you could still get cheated on. And like, because if you have an agreement, I mean, I guess it depends
on all the time.
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah. So that's why, like, because some people like will want to explore it. Because I've heard like couples where like the guy keeps cheating, like celebrity couples. So like they end up being like, well, let's just be open then, just to like be like, well, I'm tired of getting cheated on and looking stupid.
So just get divorced at that point.
And
fuck.
It's crazy because like you could be in an open relationship and like someone will still go out of their way to fucking cheat on you when like they didn't
have to.
How
does that work when it's like, open?
Well, like say it's like me and you and we're like, okay, we're open. But our like agreement is like, I want to know about it beforehand or after or something. True. And then like I find out later you've been like fucking all these people and you didn't even tell me. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, like
you could have just said so.
Like, health wise, you know, like you can get STDs, like I'm not aware, like should I get tested? And it's just like being betrayed. It's like, you were supposed to tell me this, like what the fuck?
That actually
and like
happened to
people. Will
friends,
have the audacity. You didn't have to lie, like it's perfectly chill, go fuck whoever, like you just had to tell me, you know.
No, that actually, it happened to one of my friends where they had just agreed, okay, we're going to have a lot of rules about it, but they went from being closed to opening it later because I think because the dude was cheating the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I hear about that all the time.
No, I would never do it like that. For me, it would be like what I imagined it as is like it goes from open to closed. Yeah. Like it goes from being monogamous or sorry, from being open to monogamous once you guys are both like, okay, this is the right time. We've seen other people. We still want to keep seeing each other. And that hasn't changed. And how we feel about each other has just been getting better and better and better. And like, we're more invested. That's like the ideal scenario. But with my friend, she had gone from it being closed to opening it because the guy was just like really wanting to fuck other women.
Oh, no, no, no.
And so she's like, okay, you can do that as long as I meet the woman. Which I think is just, no, fuck that.
I wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
No.
So then they went to go meet this woman. Or I think it was like, we can do it if it's like threesomes or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, my
God. This is many years
ago.
And so they go to meet up with a woman at the bar. And at one moment, the woman's like, they're
so
like
awkward
texting,
for the
okay?
other woman.
I know, right? But there's women that are down for that shit.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So the woman's like on her phone, and like her boyfriend's also on his phone, and then she ends up going to the bathroom, and then a few minutes later he goes to the bathroom, and then my friend's just like at the table, like, hello.
Did they leave?
They went to go fuck in the bathroom.
No. Are you fucking serious?
And she found out later because I think he came back all like, you know, whatever.
No fucking way. All
right, and then he told her afterwards and he was like, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. And like, Yeah. So I could see how.
Oh my God.
That would happen.
Yeah. That's why, like, you got to, like, really vet people when it comes to, like the poly community and all that. Because there's people that get in it just to be slimy in peace, mm-hmm. without having to, like, be bothered about it and communicate with anyone. Well, because to them, they feel like they don't have to. Then there's people that actually just genuinely can form multiple emotional connections and, like, loving different people, or, like, still having sex while being in a committed relationship, but they're respectful about it. So I don't, you know, shitty dudes are everywhere. It doesn't matter. Don't yeah, ever be in matter. An open relationship because you're tired of getting cheated on.
Girl,
that's just not the move. Not the move.
I just feel like if you're with a chronic cheater, break up. Just yeah. break up at that point. Like, let him figure that shit out. That's nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Just let him leave. You know, if he wants to fuck other women so bad, let him.
That's so sad. Mm-hmm. I just want to help all those women. Like, you deserve more. Goddamn.
I'm like, right. Oh, God, we went way off. But.
Oh, yeah. But, no, right, no. Like, it's the point of the podcast. We talk about whatever. But, yeah, let's get into just some more of these lyrics. So, verse one. He just keeps talking about, like, oh, it's something about you. Okay. Trying to figure out what it is. We know what it is.
It's the unavailability for him.
Yeah. Please. Kind of woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Which is kind of what we were talking about. Like, yeah, it's good to, like, want someone but not need them. And that's what, like, having your own stability, financial stability, whatever it is, that provides you, like, that ability to leave and be able to walk away from someone without having to be like, well, I can't, because you need them at that point if you can't provide for yourself. So as much as, like, I joke about, you know, guys spoiling you and all that, you know, joking but not joking.
It's not a joke. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, okay? But, yeah, like, you obviously, you have to be able to, like, do it for yourself at the end of the day too. And because if a man sees that you're just, like, reliant on him, that's when he's going to start cheating and doing all these things, because he knows that you're not going to leave, because he can leave.
I just think at that point, though, if a man feels so weighted down and, like, oh, this woman needs all these things from me, like, break up with her. Just break up.
Yeah. It's, you would think.
But, like, then instead of cheating, and the same goes for women, it's just, If you're that unhappy that you're starting to seek outside, and I've been there. Oh, I've been there. I've never fully, like, gone, and there were times where it was, like, not exclusive, and I was, like, fucking around with people I shouldn't have been fucking around with, for sure. But there have also been times where I was really unhappy in a relationship, and then I would, like, meet someone and there'd be a spark, and I wouldn't, like, shut things down fully. You know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it can get to that sometimes.
Like, men and women both do it.
Yeah.
But I think it's just so common with men.
Yeah. To do it. And I feel like they're more likely to feed into it, just because I feel like for girls, they could go out and fuck whoever, whenever, if they wanted to. Where, like, guys, it's like, if the opportunity presents itself, it's much more rare. So they're, like, much more likely to try to jump on it if it's, like, the right opportunity.
That's just so disgusting.
Sadly, it really is, because it's just, like, desperate. Dusty. All right. She walks like a boss, talks like a boss, manicured nails to set the pedicure off. She's fly effortlessly. She moved, blah, blah, blah. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need. So once again, just a man seeking the perfect opportunity to provide the bare minimum. So if you ever get a man that's coming up to you talking about, like, ooh, you got money. Oh, you rich. He's broke.
Yeah, no.
He's broke and he's happy that you could provide for yourself because he knows he can't do shit for you.
Or, like, when men say, I really like when a girl offers to split the bill at dinner.
I hate that. What? Like, so you want her to lie? Like, because so many guys are like, it's not that I want her to pay. I just want her to pretend like she's going to. But why would you want her to lie?
I don't even reach for my wallet.
No.
I don't, because that's, my friend always says, that's none of my business. Like,
it's not.
Literally is, that's what he, do you know how much money it costs to look this way? Like, literally. To get your hair done, to do your makeup, to get your nails done, all of that.
The list
money.
Goes fucking
and
on.
And men don't spend that money on themselves.
Dude, the pink tax, like, that shit just like.
Do you buy tampons? No.
Do you do anything like that we have to do? Like, I just want to write like a whole fucking list one day.
Being a woman is expensive. And so it's when so a man expensive. Is like, well, you should offer, fuck that. I'm sorry, but I'm not offering.
Because you asked me out, first of all, majority exactly. of the time. Oh. So if you invite, you pay, you plan. Like, exactly. What are you talking about? Yeah, like, yeah, no. You asked me because I look good. And I don't look this good for free.
Oh, and then when they say, when you tell them, well, being a woman is expensive, they're like, well, I would go out with you if you didn't look like that.
Would you?
No, I don't think so. And hold on, that's I still look pretty good without all of this, you know, the production.
Yeah, not that like we're ugly but, without it.
But it's like the reason that you're attracted is because, okay, manicured nails to set the pedicure off. Like I don't have my nails, but you know, you it's a,
I'm halfway done with my nails.
She's got her nails on. Okay,
I try.
But it's like there's the whole thing, like, and men are they're
it just
drawn
shows
in that
you
that.
Take care of yourself, like, yeah. Men like that, and that's what
Why?
Attracts them
because
to a woman.
They're like, oh, that means she will take care of me.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're gonna pay for dinner. That's the moral of the story.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Literally, like, it's not debatable, like, and if a guy ever tried to make me pay, oh my God. I've seen, like, horror stories on TikTok of this girl. She went out with a guy, and I think it might have been a skit, possibly. I don't remember. But, yeah, like, he just kept not paying the bill. Like, they were just sitting there awkwardly. Like, the server kept coming back. Like, what do you do at that point? And I've seen, oh my God, I hate this. Girls that are like, at that point, I would just pay the entire bill and never talk to them again.
I don't think
I will run out of the restaurant before I do that.
Yeah, no.
No. I'll call my friend to come pick me up. Like, whatever I got to do. Like, I'll offer to pay my half at that point if it gets that awkward and we've been sitting there for an hour. But
I would
never
get
just
up and leave. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to wait. Like, that's never happened to
me. That's so awkward. But, like, to think you're, like, making a statement by paying for the entire bill.
Absolutely the fuck not.
The clownery. Like, no.
I've had it where gone on the first date and the guy's like, oh, I'll get it this time. Don't worry about it. I wasn't worrying about it, actually.
I wasn't
That's
worried
really
at
funny.
All.
Yeah. Dude, it's really crazy. And I, of course, never went out with him again because it's like the expectation then is that I'm going to pay the next time.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't think so. It's like, where did courting go? Like, courting was a thing and it should still be a thing. Like, men need to court you and show you that they want you for real. Like, I've talked about this where, like, they need to, like, be specific and, like, plan the date and do all that. Because it's just, like, so low effort to just expect the girl to do all the planning and do everything. Like, no. He doesn't
that
actually
was,
like you.
Have you written a list of the things that you're looking for if you mm-hmm. – are you? I don't know if you're dating right now. Are you, like
– I have a boyfriend.
Oh, you have a boyfriend. Yeah. Okay, you're committed. Okay, so there's, like, lists that people make. I've been – in therapy talking about the different things. I mean, there's just like so many different things that you could want out of it. But one of the things was letting him plan stuff, letting him plan a trip. Like once you get to a certain point, because I really don't like having to do that. Like for money, I am an office manager and an assistant. So I'm literally coordinating and like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
In like, my off time.
That's labor.
Exactly.
It really is. And it just shows that someone actually values you and is trying versus just trying to get away with the bare minimum. Especially because at the beginning, that's when they're going to be trying the hardest. Mm-hmm. That's when they're courting you. So if you're like letting them do nothing
in the beginning,
it's going to get way worse. Like you yeah. thought it was shitty now. Just wait.
I just, okay, the other thing about this song is like, he's not saying what he does for her at all. Have you noticed?
He's saying he's glad he doesn't have to do anything, basically. When it comes down to reading between the lines, that's what he's saying.
And the chorus is, she got her own thing, that's why I love her. Miss Independent, won't you come and spend a little time? Like, so it's always like, what will you do for me? Since you do all these things for you, why don't you spend time with me?
Literally, he's so happy she has her own thing. That's why he loves her. He literally saying, that's why I love her. Because she's doing everything on her own and he's just about to get away with not doing shit. He's so happy.
But I will say,
so happy.
Right now, this person that I have the open thing with, he's been telling me a lot, I love how you have so much going on in your own life. And it's like, is that what he's referring to? Because I love that this guy has a lot going on in his life, mm-hmm. too. You know?
Love that you have so much money.
But to be fair, he pays when you go out.
Yeah. You know. No, I think it's a good thing for a guy to like for a woman to have her own stuff.
Like to have a life, to be busy.
Yeah, because that's also a red flag if they like want you to like be jobless and not have no friends and have no passions and projects and shit like that. That like that's not a good thing either, because it takes like a good person to allow you, like not allow you, but like support you mm-hmm. to do all that and like not be needing all your time and attention
and encourage you
all the time. Yeah, exactly.
No. It's a cool feeling because my other relationships weren't really like that.
Yeah, definitely.
But again, in this song, he's not really referencing like, I do this for you.
Yeah, I'm like looking.
Because you do so much for yourself. Like,
yeah, like I appreciate you doing all this. I see you. So here's money. Here's a gift.
Here's something. Let me spoil you.
Let me pay for those manicures and pedicures that I so love so
like,
much.
Like, because you don't need me to. I will because I want to. Yeah. No, it's just like, oh, you paid for all your shit. I love
she
that.
Got it. There's something about her. He's like really wondering. And then back to kind of woman that don't even need my help. Yeah. You would love that. And he says, yeah, I look at her and it makes me proud. So find a balance, because it's good for them to be proud. But are they leeching? Are they offering anything emotional?
He also describes it as sexy, but like doesn't talk about her as a person, really. This is the other part of this.
Good point.
It's something about her. So he calls it sexy that she can do things for herself. but like, who is she?
Yeah.
Who is she to him? And like, what is he doing for her? And I know it's a song, you know, it's not going to be this like whole complex thing, but
yeah.
At the same time, he's just talking about all these things that she does.
Yeah. Like car and crib. She about to pay them both off and her bills are paid on time. She made for a boss, only a boss. Anything less, she's telling them to get lost. That's the girl that's on my mind. So he wants a boss to match his boss. Like, okay, so that's like the whole power couple
thing.
But
what are you doing for her? Like,
it's like all he's doing is basically just showing up as himself. You know, like he's like, well, she's a boss and I'm a boss. Okay. So, like, that's the thing with like guys that love to be like, well, I'm working and I work so hard, so like I can't show up for you emotionally because I'm just so tired from working. It's like, okay, I work too. Like, you would be working if you weren't in a relationship. So what exactly are you doing then? Like, you're not doing anything differently. So get out of my face and you're dusty. That's not an excuse. Having a job is not an excuse for not being able to show up emotionally or in other ways or like sexually or anyway, like to be a friend, because so many guys just want to show up, especially when you're living together, just get home and be like, well, I'm so tired from working.
And lay on the floor in the cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do know that.
Like their girl hasn't been working all day too. I watched The Breakup recently with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. I was telling you that I saw a clip on TikTok and then I was like, wait, it's on HBO. So I watched it. Mm-hmm. And like there's that scene. It's like their first fight at the beginning of the movie where like her family's coming over for dinner and she just got home, or he just gets home from work and just like kicks off his shoes and like goes to like watch the game on TV. Mm-hmm. She's like cooking up dinner, like cleaned the house already, like worked all day. And she's like, oh, can you, she asked him to like go to the store and get 12 lemons and he only brings 3. And she's like, what the fuck? This is all I asked you to do.
This is your only job.
This was your one job. And he's like, well, why do you need 12 lemons? Like 3 is fine. She's like, I was going to make centerpieces. Like, whatever, like, that's not your fucking job, first of all. Like, if she says 12 lemons, just get her 12 lemons. Like,
she's doing everything else. Like, it's like shut the fuck up and get them.
It's dumb. Like, it's like he thinks that she can't, like, read if it was for a recipe. And she's, like, over-calculating how many lemons she needs. Like, he's not giving her enough credit that she knows what the fuck she's asking for. So that's just, like, a slap in the face. Like, that's rude. And then after she's, like, asking him to help clean up the dishes and he's like, okay, in a minute, and it's like playing video games, and that's when she like loses it because he's like, fine, and like throws the remote and she's like,
oh, so familiar.
You know what, at that point, never mind. And he's like, what? She's like, I wanted you to do the dishes. He's like, well, I'm gonna do the dishes. And she's like, yeah, but you don't want to do the dishes. He's like, well, why would I want to do the dishes? She's like, I don't want you to want to do the dishes. You know, they're like going back and forth. And it's like, it's not about you wanting to do the dishes. It's about you offering because you want to help and improve your partner's life after they cooked you a beautiful meal and worked all day and cleaned the house and folded your laundry. And there's like so many little ways that women show up. And that's the thing about, like, if you're a good partner, a woman's going to want to do some things for you just because she loves you. Like, if you show up in, like, all these other ways, like, yeah, I'll, like, do this for you. I'm doing my laundry. I'll do your laundry while I'm at it, too. I'll fold it while I'm folding my own because I know that you're going out of your way and showing up in all these other aspects in different ways.
Oh, I love to do those things, right? When I'm in a relationship.
Like,
I love
if they're, like, treating you right.
Of course.
It's just like you want to. Like, that's how you show love.
Exactly. Not acts of service is definitely one of them.
Yes.
I think if there is a give and take, like you're saying, I'm so happy to do it and to do it again at some point, you know? But if it feels like I'm doing this and I'm also doing this, and then when I ask him to do one thing, and the fact that I even have to ask.
Yeah.
But like if I ask him to do a thing and then he has a fucking attitude about it, it's just like, dude.
Never mind.
Well, like, then it makes me feel like, why am I doing all this? I'm not doing it so that you do things, but it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, like, it's supposed to be, like, mutually beneficial symbiotic relationship where we're both just kind of doing these things, kind of just, like, not subconsciously, but, like, just doing it without thinking twice about it mm-hmm. or expecting anything, but just because you love them and want to do this for them, you know? So, I don't know. You got to, like, be careful when you're picking partners. all right. So, that's enough of this song because there is some other stuff that I wanted to get into. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, one that we can kind of jump into, like, since it's kind of got to do with everything, is a whole idea of giving a man your best years, okay? We hear all the time, like, that women, you know, first of all, like, our, what is it? Like, our something clock, like, when it comes
biological
to having kids.
Clock.
Yes. Biological clock. Like, there's so much pressure on a woman. Like, we only have so many years to, quote, unquote, get picked, mm-hmm. which I've always just been turned off to marriage because I hate, it feels like you're begging to get picked, kind of.
Do you want a family?
I don't really want kids. Mm-hmm. Like in the air, but like mostly no.
I don't really like
it doesn't. I'm like, you know, everyone's like, oh, you'll change your mind one day. I'm like waiting for feeling to kick in. It just sounds horrible to me personally. It just doesn't fit into what I want for myself in my life. I'm way too selfish. And I actually saw something that was like, a lot of women, I feel like if there wasn't the pressure of your biological clock ticking, they might have kids later on in life. But it's kind of like you need to just make that decision.
I just feel like if I really change my mind when I can't, then there's always adoption and fostering. Yeah. I would love to do. I feel like that's a better use of my time than like getting. I just also don't ever want to be pregnant. But
yeah,
I'm sorry, but no.
That too, especially just seeing how like many men take that for granted, like women birthing a child for them. And they don't appreciate that. They don't understand, like, the toll it takes on a woman's body. Like, just the fact, like, the whole abortion talk when men just, like, want to force women to give birth even though they don't want to. Because they think it's as easy as, like, just have the baby and then give it up for adoption or, like, I'll take care of it. Like, just have it. Like, it's, like, just for throwing who? Something in the microwave. For
what? Yeah. Just shed a whole organ.
Just stretch your entire organs around and your body out and shove a baby through your fucking vagina really quick, like no big deal. Like they don't get it.
They don't. So. It's not that they don't. They don't understand that the pregnancy process. They also they don't get that you're bringing a person here.
Yeah,
you bring a whole person here, and you have to be with them not just when they're babies, but all the way through their life
forever.
And they're just kind of like, I want a child because that's my sperm. Like,
yeah,
hello? That's like a whole human.
Feels like they have like a different idea of it. And like, I mean, that's fair because like for them, it is a different idea. Like, or it is different for a man. Like as a woman, like you're doing all of the caregiving. You're doing most of like the raising and the nurturing, the breastfeeding or like whatever. You're doing all of that for like, so like for a man, like if I could be a dad, maybe I would be down for kids. You know, like that sounds way more chill than being a mom.
There's just, look, I have a dog. I love my dog, but there's days where I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It's a lot of work. So like, I can't imagine with a kid.
Yeah, like she's barking and I could just be like.
Especially when they're puppies.
You're going in the crate and I'm not like acknowledging you for a little minute because you need to relax. Or like. There's days where I don't feel like walking her in the morning, and I always do it. You know, I feed my dog, I walk my dog, I do all the things, but I'm just like, a child?
Yeah.
Like, they're just talking at you. Have you been, I mean, and I've worked with children for many years.
Me too.
Yeah. Like, daycares, elementary schools, babysitting, all of that.
It's a lot. Like, they're amazing. They're beautiful. They're so fucking cute. Like, it's
also
it's
so fucking
awesome,
annoying.
But like, but only for that amount of time. And even that's too much time.
Paid.
And you're getting paid. Yeah.
That's
at the end of the day, like, the parents come and pick them up, and you're like, thank God. Mm-hmm. Like, I can relax. Like, you don't have that when you have kids. So, yeah, like, that's why, like, I fully respect, like, motherhood so much because it's such a fucking huge sacrifice. So I'm like, hail all the moms. Like, you guys are doing that. Like, but I don't know if it's for me. But that's why you have to pick a man that's going to appreciate you. Because, like, when you're giving a man all your best years.
Well, what does it mean to you?
What?
When you hear best years.
Well, I think of all the things that piss me off on Twitter. When I see things, like, with the whole Kanye and Kim thing, when they broke up, she was dating Pete, and then first he was dating Julia Fox, but right after her, he started dating this other girl that looks like Kim. Mm-hmm. I don't know her name, but everyone's like, oh my God, it's a Kim lookalike. She's like her twin. Like, he's looking for someone that looks exactly like Kim, and everyone kept referencing like lyrics of his when he was like, what'd he say? He's like, there's a million yous, there's only one of me, or something like that. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's a prophet. Like, all his lyrics come true. And there's another one where he's like, my ex said she gave me the best years of her life. I saw her the other day. I guess it's true. Or something like that. I was like, but like when all the comments about his new girl that looks like him are like, well, from the dudes. And this is what it means to me, like the best years of your life. All the dudes are like, oh, she looks like Kim, but a younger, better version. Like, the fact that she's younger, she's better.
It's like cars. And people talk about it, like, how they just trade in women. They're like, okay, I'm done with this one. This is a used whatever.
I've had it for 10 years. It's time for a new one.
Upgrade. And we're seen as these commodities. Like, yeah. I'm just gonna... Actually, I mean, my dad... My dad got, so when my parents split up, it was my mom initiated it. And they had an age gap when they got together. I was telling you this before. He was 30. She was 17. And then when they divorced, she was already in her 30s. And his first girlfriend after my mom was 24. And my dad was already in his 40s.
What
and
I the was, fuck?
I was 8 years old. And I was like, just learned addition and subtraction, okay?
You're like starting to do the math.
I started doing the math. I was like, 24 minus 8, 16. Then I went 40, however old
like,
my dad
at that
was.
Point, you're closer in age.
And I said, Dad, my number between her and I, this is a smaller number than the number between you and her. What's that about? You know, like, what's going on here? And my dad was just like, well, age is nothing but a number, and it doesn't mean anything. And if you love each other, and you know, my dad was telling me all this shit, right? So now my dad's like 65, and I was telling him, you know, I'd really like to date men that are like in their late 30s or like maybe in their 40s. And my dad's like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that's way too old.
Why not? Why do you think that?
I was literally asking him, I'm like, hello, operator? Like, my dad has consistently dated women that are like 20, like between 15 and 20 years younger than him.
But he knows what he's doing, the fact that he's like, not for you though.
And I'm like, what is it? Well, because a man at that age knows so much more about life. And I'm like, right. So what's the difference between when you were dating a 24-year-old when you were in your 40s and me at 28 dating somebody in their 40s or in their late 30s? What's the difference? And he's like, well, I didn't know that many things when I was in my 40s. And I'm like, sir,
what
what are you talking about?
It's the fact that like older men know, they know what it is. They know that they can go in there and more easily manipulate a younger woman that doesn't have so much life experience. They know this, but then they try to play it off as like, well, it's legal, or like love is love,
or like I'm not mature. And it's like, why aren't women your age dating you? What is that about?
Because they know the fuckery when they see it. Because they're not putting up with that shit. Yeah, so this whole idea of, like, giving a man your best years, it's just, like, terrifying and just, like, gross. Like, when you see guys talk about it, like, how horribly they talk about older women. Mm. And I was watching this TikTok of, it was about prenups. Mm. And, just because I wanted to talk about, like, how do you protect yourself from this, you know? And, like, of course, there's, like, you know, picking the right partner, someone that values you. But, like, more, like, technical ways is, like, prenups, honestly. Because, like, you know, when I was younger, like, I've talked about this. Like, I had to, like, I came to terms when I was older with, like, a lot of, like, my internalized misogyny and just things like that. Like, I look back and I cringe at, like, how horrible my mentality was. So like now I could see it. Back then, like, you know, when Gold Digger came out by Kanye West, it's like, yeah, fuck gold diggers, like get that prenup, kings, you know, like,
and, like, you know, oh my god,
not
gosh.
Fully understanding all the nuances. So like now I'm like, no, okay, so, okay, let's see.
No, you know what? My mom, I remember, because my mom was very much into, like, the media we were consuming, the songs and all these things. Okay. And I remember when Gold Digger came out, my mom was pissed because, no, and I was just talking about this with my friend the other night.
That would have been me if I was older when it came out. I would have been like, oh my God, I would have rolled my eyes.
I think things were so just, like, culturally different around dating. I mean, and just, like, women were just starting to come into – it was more popular for women to be independent, for them to not be married, mm-hmm. for them to – all of that. But I remember my mom explaining all this stuff about, like, if a man is getting all of these benefits from having a spouse or from having, like, the mother of their children raise their children, make the food, clean the house, do all the things – all of these things, like, there's the argument of, well, the man isn't the one. The man is the one that's going to the job, right? The man is the one that's putting in the hours. the woman isn't there doing, putting in the same effort, because their emotional labor and their like housework isn't seen as equally valuable.
Yeah.
But the truth is that
free labor,
it is, because they have that free labor in their house. That's just like part of the, you know, the gift of marriage. They can go out and have more energy to do their job the next day. Why? Because yeah. their wife is cleaning shit. Their wife is making their food at the end of the day. Their wife is like taking care of the kids and doing homework with the kids so that the man doesn't have to, so he can go out and earn. Yeah,
would their career really go as far if they didn't have someone at home taking care of their kids,
so doing it's all like, these things? Yeah, I think that in when we're talking about prenups, I think a woman married to a man, like we make the man's, like their fortunes grow. I think yeah. that, I mean, and I saw it in my last two relationships, like the advice that I gave the men I was with and all of the things that I provided for them that gave them peace of mind when they came home, because that's what I do when I'm in love with somebody, when I care about somebody. All of those things like help them excel and help them pursue their dreams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I would hope that if I got married and then got divorced, that
compensated.
I would be compensated at the end of time. That, because that's my business too. The fuck.
Yeah. Like, you made that money while we were together. You were able to make that much money because
what, we were together.
Yeah. And like what I saw in this TikTok was that you can write into like a certain type of like prenup or some kind of contract when you get married, mm-hmm. where like if you're gonna be a stay-at-home mom for a little bit because you're gonna have kids, mm-hmm. you can write in there that every month or however you like every paycheck, that a portion of their paycheck is given to you. That way you're not having to rely on him or ask him for money all the time. And like, you're kind of being compensated for the work you're doing at home without having to be like, hey honey, can I have like some money to go buy some underwear? It's like an allowance, but at the same time, it's like
she's working so much. It.
Yeah. Like this labor goes uncompensated. Like cooking, cleaning, raising the kids. Like even if men had to pay advice for that, they'd be paying so much money. Yeah, like an advisor, financial advisor, a financial manager.
Psychologist,
therapist. Yeah, all that. Like there's so many things that like, damn, like women be doing it all and don't even get appreciated. And then also the one I loved, the prenup wise, Ron Perlman. Apparently he got divorced and he had a prenup, and the only kind of thing that was in there that his wife wrote in there was like a cheating clause where she would get half of his money if he cheated. Other than that, like it was all good, and he fucking cheated still.
That's all you had one job.
That was the one. That's all he had to do was not cheat, and he would
stupid ass.
He would have kept all his freaking hundreds of millions, and then he fucking cheated. And it's funny because it's like she probably wrote it in there fucking knowing he was going to cheat. Mm-hmm. Like he was probably like, oh, like if I don't cheat, then I keep all my money. Cool. And she was probably like, I'm going to take his money because he's going to cheat eventually.
That's a smart business move.
Yeah.
But I think in the case of a woman getting a prenup, that to me makes a lot more. That's like you need to protect yourself way more as a woman, because I think for us, when we get our shit together, it's very rarely because a man did things for us to get there. Very rarely. I mean, right now, I have a friend who's going to get engaged eventually. She's in a long-term relationship. But she has multiple degrees. She's making more money. She's owns a property. He doesn't have these things. He doesn't, you know. But she's okay with that. She's saying, she accepts being a breadwinner, but she's probably going to get her prenup, you know? And I think that's fair. I think that's the way it should be, because he didn't help her accomplish those things.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so it just, like, you have to fully step back and, like, assess the situation and, like, realize, like, who is benefiting here in what ways for real and how can I protect myself? Yeah.
I'm going to get a prenup.
Yeah.
For sure.
Probably a good idea.
I'm not playing, yes.
And if a man gets a prenup, there's going to be a cheating clause. Mm-hmm. And if I'm staying home, because, like, if I were to have kids, I would want to stay home and raise my own kids. And I would want to have help. I would want to have, like, a live-in, like, not a nanny, but, like, you know, someone to help cook and, like, do all that. Mm-hmm. See, the thing about me is I'm not having kids unless I'm, like, balling. So yeah, I'm gonna have help. Like, it's so much work. Like, I can't believe like moms do this on their own. But yeah, so.
Oh, and speaking of mothers doing it on their own. Mm.
Single mothers?
Yes.
I saw the most horrid TikTok. Mm-hmm. Horrid. I sent it to you. It was like, I think it was a podcast. I don't know what it was called, and even if I did, I wouldn't say it because I don't like to shout out fucking people I'm going to talk shit about.
An anonymous podcast that may or may not exist.
A man podcast. They had a girl on. I don't know if she was, like, part of the hosts or if she was, like, a guest. Yeah. I feel like those misogynist guys love to bring on girls just to, like, try to make them look stupid. Like, I don't know why girls do it. Like, that podcast. You know those dude? Ew, I'm gonna bleep that out because I hate them.
Oh no!
But like, yep. But like, they love having girls on, and they just like talk so much shit. Like, if you saw a picture of them, you would know.
Oh, but, yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're horrible, and like, I don't know why girls even like bother going on their podcast.
Well, like, it's the like internalized misogyny, you know.
But like, they'll try to like defend their case as if they think they're gonna change his mind.
No,
like, you thought you were gonna change his mind.
No,
you're slow. No. Yeah. So anyway, it was one of these guys. They weren't as obnoxious as those guys, but they basically were asking, are single mothers low value? And that shit pissed me off. And like, the girl was like trying to say like, oh, I feel like most guys that say that are guys with kids, which that's true. I do see that a lot. Oh. And it's like the double standard. They think like it's cool and sweet. They have kids. But if a woman is single and has kids, it's like, she's low value now. And then this guy started going off trying to talk about like, oh, I don't have kids. I just think they lower my value because then it's I have to pay for her kids and blah, blah, blah. When, first of all,
if you're broke, you're
not
to say
to
that.
Do that. Yeah. If you're broke to say that, and if you're not trying to do that, then don't date women with kids. Like, what are you trying to accomplish by dating women with kids if you know you don't want to help her out in any way? Or you don't like kids.
There's a lot of men that it's, again, it has, I think, more to do with the possession of it. Like, they want to be with a woman so that they can make her have his kids.
Ew.
Those kinds of guys where they're like, well, you already have someone from somebody else. I don't want.
That's true.
I don't want to interfere with that. Like, because they
it's
see you as
ego
taken.
Thing.
Yeah, they see you as taken already. I still, like, am kind of lost with this. Like, where did this low value, high value thing even come from? Like,
I hate it.
It's kind of beyond me. Like, where?
It's a little dehumanizing.
I think it's a lot. Again, it's like reducing women to things like cars, like trading her in for somebody younger, getting like a better value for what exactly?
Yeah.
And these men that talk so much about it are all broke.
Literally.
So it's kind of confusing to me. Like, what is the value that you're trying to get out of a woman? Like, because to you, what is a woman? Like, what is she doing for you?
I've never seen one hot man.
One hot rich man talk about it.
Yeah. They're all like, broke and ugly.
So I don't know. I don't know what this value. Like.
Yeah, it's like no one would even want you, bro. Like, why are you talking about this? It makes no sense. But yeah, like single moms, like it's you birth a kid for someone, like whatever. And then all of a sudden you're low value and like people don't appreciate it. And you gave someone your best years. And as a man, you can waste your time because, like, you're immature and you didn't know. And then finally you're 40 or 30-something, whatever, and you finally realize. But at that point, like, you could still go create a new life with someone after you figured it out. And now you're like a silver fox and young girls think you're hot and old and wise. Whereas a woman is seen as, like, old and used up and has kids and, like, worthless now. So it's just, like, such a huge double standard. It's so gross. And, like, yeah, don't have kids for just anyone, please. I just posted a TikTok about, like, how cheating on a pregnant woman's fucked up.
And it always happens.
It has hundreds and hundreds of comments of girls, like, just saying how it happened to them. How I, like, was not prepared for that one. That was, like, one where I posted and it was, like, had a
like
few
a
views.
One.
Yeah, it was, like, an extra one. And then, like, a week later, it, like, gained traction. And it was, like, all these girls. And I was, like, oh, my God, this is fucked up. Girls were talking about how, like, they found out that their baby daddy cheated on them, and then it caused them to go into like early labor and like all this shit. This girl was talking about how like she was in a truck with her husband or baby daddy, whatever. He was a driver, and he kicked her out of the truck when she was 7 months pregnant in the snow. And then she like went into early labor and had to go to the hospital. Like, oh my God, these men are fucking trash. Oh my God. It was so sad to read.
It's happened to friends of mine, and it's also, it happened in my family. Like my mom's brother. Yeah, he was cheating the whole time. And then she ended up going into early labor because of the stress. Like,
yeah.
And then had the baby at 6 months, and the child has all these developmental problems.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have a stress disorder.
No, the whole thing is so fucked up.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, I don't think I know anyone personally that it's like happened to or has done it. But like, damn, I was not prepared. I guess it's really common. And like, that just like makes you realize how like fucked up some guys are. That they'll do that at that point.
Freud even talked about it, where he was like, men do it because they feel like the woman is so focused on this baby and not on them. And
ew.
Isn't that so sickening?
Yeah, I've heard about that, where they get like jealous of like the attention. Or videos where like, even women make these videos. They're like, when I cook, my man is going to eat before my baby.
Ew.
The man gets fed first, and then the child gets fed first.
Oh my God, what side of TikTok?
Like
are you
I like purposely like engage with videos because like I need content.
Yeah,
so I'm just like, what the fuck? And it's just genuinely intriguing. Where I'm like, you guys live like this? I don't know, but like I just picture like a grown man sitting at the fucking kitchen table, like ready to be fed, like he doesn't have two legs and arms to serve himself.
He should
himself.
Be making the food.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, first of all, if she's cooking already, go serve yourself. But like, if she's taking care
help
of the baby, help, do something.
They're
literally just
like
fucking sitting
so
there.
Useless. Like what? Ugh. So this whole thing, the low value thing. I just like, what are you doing? What again? Like the Neo song. What are you doing that makes you a boss? Because you're not telling us. You're not telling us what you're providing. How are you adding to her life? Of course she doesn't need you because you aren't shit, clearly. Like, you're not saying what you're doing for her.
Yeah, not at all. And they don't plan on doing shit. Guys like that don't. They really just want the easy lifestyle. They want a girl to do everything for them, take care of them. Like, they think they're a little baby.
Oh.
And they're looking for a mom.
I have another story about, this was something I heard about recently. There was a couple, they had been together for many years. They had one child that was two, and then the woman had another child, like just had this newborn. Her husband was in school, ended up having an affair with somebody at the school with a newborn at home. Like, the audacity of that is just
so sad. The shit is like such a fucking slap in the face, bro.
Like, she conceived and birthed your child, and then you have a full affair. Not just one, but two children. And instead of you being like, what can I do for you? You're like, I need to fuck this girl. Like, that's the priority. Yeah.
Sickening. Yeah. A lot of the girls that were in the comments were talking about how like, oh, my baby daddy cheated on me both pregnancies. I'm like,
both.
First of all,
you gave him a second chance to cheat on you. Why
what do you mean?
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, and this other girl like commented, and she's like, you know, like, I think women need to take some accountability. Like, some of these girls talking about the second child and second pregnancy, second time getting cheated on by the same
man. No, it's not her fault. It's not her fault, but at the same time, it's like the first time a man cheats on you when you're pregnant,
yeah,
it's fucking over.
He's gonna do it again, and like, how could you even stay? Like, I wouldn't be able to look you in the eye.
But I guess that it's still difficult because you just formed this other human with someone else. Like,
yeah. And I guess that's like when it comes back to the whole idea of being able to leave. Can you leave? And how a lot of men try to get you pregnant to make you stay.
To control you.
To trap you. Mm-hmm. So you can't fucking leave. Mm-hmm. It's all fucked up. Reminds me actually kind of that clip I sent you from that show, Unexpected.
Oh my God. Oh
yeah, my friend sent that to me. Apparently it's a show on TLC. The clip is basically this girl at the hospital. Mind you, her and her boyfriend are like 17. Like, they're little fucking kids.
Yeah.
And she's going into labor. He's there with her, and he's just sitting on the fucking chair with the stank face attitude, fucking just.
While she's screaming. The whole she's time. Like, ah, I'm she's in so much pain.
And the whole time,
he's just like FaceTiming.
He's unbothered, but like looks mad. I'm like, why do you look mad? And she wants to get like the epidural. Like, she's in pain. She's like, fuck that. Give me the epidural. And he's like, no, we talked about this. We said you weren't going to take drugs. Like, no, she's not going to get it. And like the doctors and the nurses are like, well, it's kind of like her choice. Like, she's in pain, blah, blah, blah. Like, we'll come back. And then they're like talking and he's like, no, we talked about it. You can't get it. Like, telling her what she can't do. And I think she ends up getting it.
Yes,
or something, because at some point, like, he's like, just look at you, like, you're not even here. Like, her eyes were like rolling back, and we talked about this. I told her she can't get it, and she's not gonna get it, and now she's all jugged up. Like,
she's having your child, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so my friend was telling me more. Apparently, they live together at his parents' house, they share a phone, and he goes pee with her. Like, they have major controlling trust issues.
What will she do if she pees without him?
I don't know.
What will happen?
He thinks she's gonna like meet someone in the bathroom. Like, what? Like, what is your fear? I really don't know. Especially if you're sharing a phone already. Like, I don't fucking know. But apparently his parents like just gave up and they don't even try to help or interfere anymore. And yeah, so it's clearly abusive. I was just tripping out that like there's a whole camera crew just filming all this, and they're allowed to just, like, they're minors. They're allowed to just film all this and air it, and nobody is going to help them.
Nobody's calling the cops on this guy.
Like, how is this legal? How is this allowed? But yeah, I feel like he seems like the type of guy to, like, he doesn't give a shit about this girl. He just kind of wants her to have his baby, because then it's like claiming his territory and being like, well, she's mine now. And now she can't leave. I mean, she literally can't. She probably got kicked out by her parents. If she's living at his parents' house, she probably has nowhere to go. So, once again, you do not need to have that baby.
He has her totally isolated.
Yeah.
I was reading in the comments how he isolates her. And then security came and got him in the clip and kicked him out of the hospital.
Oh, yeah. That's true. And he was, like, calling his dad, like, Dad, they're kicking me out. You have to talk to them. And, like, what do you think your dad's going to do?
The cops were, like, oh, and he was, like, I'm going to wait outside the door. I'm going to stay in this building. They were, like, you're actually leaving this building because we're kicking you out.
You're banned. And, like, it was so sad because the girl was, like, trying to defend him the whole time. Like, oh, like, it's okay. He's the only one I have. I want him to stay. But then he's, like, treating her like shit, like, stressing her out. And, like, that's not good, literally, for the labor.
No, she's so brainwashed by this man.
Yeah, it's, like, freaking Stockholm Syndrome. It's just fucked up as fuck. Yeah, so sad. I need to watch more clips about that. I think my friend said the girl that posted that clip on TikTok posts a bunch of clips from the show. So, yeah, I'd love to get more into that. It's really sad. And she's just kind of stuck with him for life now. And she's so young, and it's sad just knowing, like, the society we live in, how a lot of misogynistic men will see her as used up now and low value. Because if she does end up leaving, which would be a good thing. Now she's going to see as a, yeah, she's like a single mom. She's low value now. Like, you can't fucking win when you're with an ain't shit dude. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you, Ceci, for coming through and talking shit with me.
I love to talk shit.
It was fun. It was a fun time. We talked about a lot of fun stuff. I think at the end of the day, I just want younger women especially to, like, be aware of this shit and know about how people think. Sadly, like, it's like you would think that you shouldn't have to go through life knowing these things and, like, weighing out these situations and being scared. But, you know, it's a reality. So it's just good to be aware of it at the end of the day, I feel like. Yeah, I don't know. Any final thoughts for you on everything?
Men ain't shit.
You heard it here. Yes, you heard it here. Yes, go ahead, follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Simpin After Dark, and Ash_Friday_. Where can we follow you?
I am Ceci.Bendita. So Ceci period Bendita.
Yes, so follow her on TikTok and Instagram. I'm following her on TikTok and I love all her takes too. So if you guys enjoy Simpin' After Dark, make sure to give her a follow. Shout out to Wild 7 Studios once again. And you can go to simpinafterdark.com for merch. I got some hoodies. And yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Let me know what you want me to talk about. And I will talk about it. Send me TikToks, tweets, anything you want. Bye.